Welcome to the AWL Abortion Podcast. Today we'll be covering both topics of PC, pro-choice, and PL, pro-life.
We are Leanne, Wesley, and Alex, and we're here to explain both sides of the abortion argument, stating both the pro-life and pro-choice arguments.
This is a quote from Juliana Bogot. I am politically pro-choice, but personally pro-life. I have my faith, but refuse to force it on the world at large, especially this world. So brutal and unjust, I cannot make these wrenching personal life and death decisions for others, nor do I believe they should be made by a church run by men. So our first topic today will be pro-life.
Let's start with the scientific, but also religiously based arguments.
Abortion is murder. Life begins at conception, so unborn babies are human beginnings, beings with a right to life.
Fetuses can feel pain during the abortion procedure past a certain amount of weeks. Abortion is the killing of a human being, which defies the word of God. The decision made in Roe v. Wade was wrong and should be overturned. Abortions can cause psychological damage when women should not be able to use abortion as a form of conception.
Or it's contraception, by the way. Let's start with the scientific-based arguments. Pro-choice. So, the U.S. Supreme Court has declared abortion to be a fundamental right guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution. Reproductive choice empowers women by giving them the control over their own bodies. Personhood begins after a fetus becomes viable, able to survive outside the womb, or after birth, not at conception.
So, therefore, the fetuses are also incapable of feeling pain when most abortions are performed. Access to legal professional performed abortion reduces the maternal energy and death caused by unsafe illegal abortions. A baby should also not come into this world unwanted nor unloved.
Some critical things to think about. So we're going to start talking about some of the numbers that we found. So, taking a position on this argument is not logically complicated. You're either pro-life, which you believe that abortion should be outlawed without exceptions, or you're pro-choice, allowing it on demand. Now, there are people that are in the middle, which comes to a consensus on both sides, believe pro-choice and pro-life. They reluctantly allow it on demand, or they reluctantly allow it in just a few cases, such as rape or incest.
So the statistics of the reasonings for having abortion, 25% say they are just not ready for having the child, or the timing is just wrong. 23% can't afford a baby right now. 19% they are done with having a child, so they skip over it. 8% don't want to be a single mother or are having relationship problems. 7% don't feel mature enough to raise a child, or they are too young. 4% would interfere with education and career plans. Only 0.5% was a victim of rape.
So, a table comparing the data. 46% of Americans in the U.S. are pro-life, 47% are pro-choice, and the other percent are just kind of in the middle because they're not sure what they want to believe.
Abortion rates worldwide.
Okay. So, basically, in each country, there's a certain percent. There's 17% in the U.S., 44% in Brazil, 29% in Europe, 34% in Africa, 36% in Asia, and 19% in Australia. And this is abortions per 1,000 women aging from 15 to 44.
So, 55.7 million. That's the number of abortions worldwide per year.
Now, that's a big, really big number.
Now, since there's 55.7 million abortions worldwide per year, only about 0.5% to 8% of those are rape cases. So, that means that there's only 278,000 to 4.4 million that are actually people who are women who are got abortions after being raped.
The most common reasons for having an abortion, 25%, like we said earlier, is not ready to have a child, 23% can't afford the child, 8% are single mothers, and 7% are too young to care for baby, and or parents are not willing to help raise the child. When women have abortions, this is from weeks since the last menstrual period. A large amount are less than 9 weeks. About 23% are 9 to 10 weeks. Another small percent is 11 to 12 weeks. Another percent is 13 to 15 weeks. 16 to 20 weeks is a bit smaller. And then the smallest one is 21 or more weeks since the last menstrual period.
So the Georgia abortion laws, Georgia has instated an anti-abortion law that denies abortion after 6 weeks of pregnancy. This grants full personhood to fetuses. If a woman miscarries, they could be investigated for false miscarriage. Doctors could also be prosecuted for performing an abortion.
Now a message from our sponsors.
Welcome back to our podcast. That was a sponsor from Chick-fil-A. So today, now we'll be going over actual interview questions from a pro-life associate. So this one is on healthcare affordability.
Religion or not.
Okay.
So I guess it could be both, depending on if you were religious.
Right. Okay. What do you think your advice for the women who don't have the money to go through the pregnancy would be?
So we have, or you mean like medical care or afterwards?
Medical care.
So medical care, we have so many options. I feel like that's almost not an excuse because we have so many options now for people who don't have insurance or even if it's not... I mean, the health department, you can go there and they put you on a pay scale and for that matter, if you can't pay, we still take care of you and take care of your baby. So I don't think that is a big deal.
Okay. Start recording. So do you approve of using the use of birth control pills?
Yes. Yes, I do. And I don't think that it... I think birth control is a very smart thing for people to do. If you don't want to have a baby and you're sexually active, then you need to be on birth control.
Okay.
So pretty much what you just heard there is this nurse believes that healthcare should and is affordable for most people. There is many different plans that they can use and get a hold of that can help them make sure that their baby is healthy and affordable to where they can have the child. Birth control is also a very viable way to do it. It is not easily obtained since you have to go to the doctor and wait 2 days to make sure you want the birth control, but it can be attained with the right actions. Next one is conceptions.
So, when do you think that human life begins?
At conception. When the sperm meets the egg, there's conception. Those cells turn into a baby, and so that's when human life begins.
Okay.
So, conception, many people believe, is based on right as the sperm comes into the egg. And for some people, they believe that it is when it becomes a heartbeat, or when they have a heartbeat, that then it is a life form. Others believe it is the second it is conceived, and then others believe that it's not actually even a child till after it takes its first breath out of the womb. So that's where the New York bill comes in. They don't believe that they can have an abortion till all the way up to that point that the child is born because it's their body. Next one is a theoretical question.
So this is more of a theoretical question, but if a mother and her unborn child were killed, do you believe that the criminals should be charged with two cases of murder or just one?
Absolutely two. There are two human beings involved. And so it's no different than caring for a laboring patient in the hospital. You have two patients. You have a mom and you have a baby. So I don't think that's any different.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.
And so pretty much what that was asked is if somebody hits a woman and they have a child or a fetus in their, in their body, does it count for two murders? And in most cases, yes, it counts for two murders.
So thank you so much for listening to our podcast. You can find us at alexander.barr@pcastudent.me, Wesley Costello at pcastudent.me, or Leanne Stevens at pcastudent.me. You can email us any questions that you would have. Our credits go to the presentation template by Slides Carnival, the photographs by Unsplash, NPR, PRRI, Blog Abolish Human Abortion, NewsGallop.com, Brain Shavings, and Gutsmacher. And thank you for listening to our podcast.
Goodbye.